comfort.
Join the conversation.
Email pippah@capetalk.co.za.
All right, our conversation goes back into the fact that this is Youth Month and we're continuing with our 16 at 16 feature. As you know, we're interviewing 16 different 16-year-olds over the course of the month of June. And one of them is with me in studio right now, who's popped through straight from her school day. She is already a published photographer at the age of 16. She's involved in her school's hunger relief program, which I know she'll tell us more about. And firstly, though, let me say a warm welcome to Kelsey. It's a pleasure to have you with us today in studio. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Tell us a bit more about yourself.
Wow. Okay. Where do I start? So my name is Kelsey Fletcher. Mm-hmm. I'm a grade 11 student at Redham House Constantia. My hobbies would be including guitar, Lambda, which is the London Academy of Musical and Dramatical Arts, mm-hmm. where I get to show my creative side.
Yeah.
And I enjoy playing soccer with my friends.
You've got amazing facilities. It's a beautiful, beautiful school that you're very lucky to have the opportunity to explore all of those different activities. But Kelsey, I know from what we've heard of you behind the scenes, you apply yourself a lot to all of these things. I mean, the opportunities are there, but it's up to you to seize them and run with them. And would you say you enjoy your time at school? It sounds like you've thrown yourself into everything that's on offer to some extent.
Completely.
Yeah.
My school, I wake up every day and I go, right, I get to see my friends. We get to play together at break. I've got about 18 people in my friend group who yep. all play like this hand tennis game at break. I've literally just come from break now. So,
yeah.
And we have the most fun. My school has the most welcoming teachers. I really feel like, yeah, it's just the most amazing place that I
We
really
didn't
enjoy.
Tell her she had to say that, by the
no,
way.
No, definitely not. I really do enjoy
I'm just teasing school. You. One of the things I know you've thrown yourself into at school is the outreach facility. You've got a school veggie garden, I believe.
Yes,
tell
we
us
do.
More.
Wow, okay. So in grade 9, a group of friends and I, we started the garden. And the idea was that we wanted to start this garden to help our neighbours, the mm-hmm. Westlake community. And when we started, there was a group of teenagers. We knew little to nothing about gardening, if I'm going to be completely honest. And we all had so many different ideas. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of conflict in the beginning. But we were able to apply the skills that we learnt in school to the garden. And so we've got designers now designing posters for Instagram. And we've got the accounting students handling the finances. Very stressed accounting students,
okay.
but they're handling
the finances. Is there
the
any other kind? Yeah.
It's true. So, and the sales department and the managing department where I help out is yeah. so much fun. We're able to communicate with the communities that we're working with. And we're also able to tell the parents more about what it is we do, which is, if I say it quite briefly,
yeah.
is basically we have harvests and some of the produce will go to either Westlake
yeah.
and some of the produce will be sold to the parents. And that profit, we give it back to ourselves and we give it back to the community. Our first harvest that we did, we were able to raise, I think, maybe over 10,000 rand.
Gosh.
No, it
of
was
one
amazing.
Harvest. That's incredible.
One harvest, our first one, and we were an absolute muck. I'm going to be honest; it was all over the place. Everyone was running from one field to the other field. It was crazy, but I really, really had fun then.
So that's amazing. I mean, if you were in grade 9 2 years ago, we would have still be dealing with the after effects of COVID. Communities really, really struggling with hunger issues. So there you sat in a very privileged environment and went, well, how can we help? We can literally grow food to help people
yes.
have nutrition. And how amazing that it's still going, that it didn't just sort of fizzle out once COVID was behind you. It's wonderful that you've kept it going. Your garden is not your only passion, though, Kelsey. The main reason I asked you to be part of the 16 at 16 group is your passion for photography, and particularly for bushveld photography. Kelsey's been very lucky to spend a lot of time in the bush, regular family trips up to the Kruger Park in particular, and last year took a series of photographs that ended up getting published in BirdLife, no less. I mean, Kelsey, before we talk about those photos, tell us about your love of photography in general. When did you first pick up a camera? Where did this start?
Probably when I was very little and my mom had a phone and I was like, ooh, look at that pretty butterfly. You know, I think when I was little, I really wanted to capture the beauty of the things that surrounded me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also a way to like show my friends and my family the beautiful things that I got to see and kind of teach them little things on the side,
okay.
which is a lot of fun. So I'm just... My love of photography really became something that I could show people the beauty of my life. Okay. Amazing.
And have you always used a phone or have you moved on to proper camera equipment?
Oh, yes. Yep. Definitely. Definitely. Okay. I got my first camera about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I didn't know how to use it. There are so many buttons on a camera.
Yep.
You kind of just, you're like, wow, thank you so much. And then
what
you're like,
what do I do with this?
Yeah, what do I do? What am I supposed to do? And then I just learned, okay, you've got to focus it. You've got to hold it at the right angle. Really look at where the sun is, because that's really important. And yeah, just take as many photos and grow your talent, I suppose.
Yep.
And be yourself. Be a photographer.
I mean, the beauty of the digital age, of course, is that you get to do that. You can take 500 photographs of one bird to find the perfect one, unlike those of us who grew up in the 80s who had to take one and hope for the best because you only had 30 pictures on your spool. Kelsey, particularly though, the photographs you took last year of hornbills have been a bit of a game changer for you. To have be able to say you've had a photograph published at the age of 16 is no small business at all. Tell us what happened and how that story began.
Well, I took a photograph of a red-billed hornbill, and how it happened was my opa and I were driving along a dusty Kruger road, and we were driving and we spotted a bird fly from one side of the road to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Oh, quickly stop the car," because I couldn't see what the bird was.
Yeah.
So then I whipped out my camera, took a photo, and we noticed that it was eating a flower, which is actually quite strange for hornbills.
Mm-hmm.
And my opa, who's a botanist, was like, "That's really strange. We should look at that. Let's go have a look at that." And we ended up discovering that it was a new addition to their diet. So
okay,
when we shared this observation with a specialist, the specialist came back to us and were like, "Wow, you've just captured something so amazing." And I was like, "Yeah, totally knew that. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely knew that. I took that photo in that intention." No, but being able to take a photo and then having that photo mean something special to not only you, but other people, it's an amazing feeling. It really is an amazing feeling.
Amazing enough to make you want to do it professionally one day, or is it always going to be a hobby, do you think? I mean, do you know? You're in grade 11, so you must have been starting to, one hopes, have some thoughts about where to next.
Definitely. Taking photos is so much fun. I would love to be able to become a professional photographer. Even if it's, I would love to do it for wildlife, to mm-hmm. raise awareness. I would love to be in an environment where I could take a photo, send that to someone, and that photo would be used to show the people maybe in my own community or in the world what is going on in an area. I would love to be able to do that. Just having my photo published and realizing, wow, I've just done something by taking a photo. It's amazing. I would love to do that in the photo. Love to do that in the future.
So, I mean, you must be incredibly proud to know, yeah, I mean, as you say, it might have been captured almost by fluke, as it were, but to also have the sense to have enough knowledge to be able to look and to recognize there is something special here is another thing entirely. Somebody else listening saying, "My 16-year-old daughter is a photographer and keen birder. And the problem with getting photos out there is that you need to pay to get it published. Her work has also been chosen, though, to be on the cover of the Cape Bird Club's 75th edition." Well, congratulations to her. I mean, how did you feel when you got that call saying, "We want that photograph and we want to publish it in BirdLife," which is, I mean, a very prestigious just to the birding community and the greater wildlife community. What did you feel? What went through your mind?
I kind of forgot the English language for a second. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I kind of just went, "What? Hold on, really? Actually?" I mean, I knew that we were going to apply the photo to the bird life, but I didn't think that they would say yes.
Yeah.
I didn't think that a photo that a 16-year-old took on a Kruger drive in the afternoon would actually be something that would get into a magazine.
Yeah.
I was like, "Wow, I've done something. I've made a difference." And it was so much fun.
Now, so you've obviously got a deep love of wildlife and the natural world around you. I mean, Kelsey, I've asked every one of the 16-year-olds to talk to us about the things that worry you. So I'm sure you are going to say concerns about things like poaching and biodiversity are things you're aware of. But over to you. What keeps you awake at night? What are the issues that worry you?
Yes, definitely that.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but baobabs in Kruger National Park, their numbers are decreasing because of the elephant population. So elephants are amazing creatures, absolutely love them. And what happens is they want to have the baobab roots,
yeah,
and they want to have the actual baobab tree because it's got a lot of water. And baobabs are not being protected. So a lot of times when you go to Kruger, there'll be like a baobab and then there'll be maybe some stones around it mm-hmm. to help. But that's not doing enough. So something that I'm worried about is the fact that we are not protecting that tree. And it's so special. Mm. It's such an amazing tree. You can look at it and go, whoa, that's amazing.
It's an absolutely iconic image for Africa as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're not protecting it. And it saddens me a lot. And when we go on drives around Kruger, you'll see these baobabs where there's like a hole that you can literally see straight through the tree.
Where the elephants have got in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I've never had the opportunity to see that. I've seen one or two baobabs in my life on my trips to Kruger, but as you say, it's an absolutely iconic image and such a special tree. So it's wonderful to hear somebody as young as you recognizing that and appreciating it. Kelsey, let me ask you the flip side of that question then. What gives you hope for the future? What makes you joyful and optimistic, if I can ask, if you are optimistic when you look to the future?
I suppose I am optimistic when I look to the future, but I would have to bring it closer to home, mm-hmm. maybe to go back to my garden at my school. I'm really optimistic because I've realized that 16-year-olds and maybe even 15-year-olds, 14-year-olds can make a change, can make a difference. And I'm very privileged to have a support structure where I can make a difference. I mean, First Harvest, 10,000 rand to go and give to a community. I never would have thought that was an opportunity that I would be able to experience.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm quite optimistic because of how much more we recognize as a community, how much we are looking at the world around us and going, hold on, wait a minute, we need to do something. Mm-hmm. And now we've got kids who are doing that. And I am quite motivated to go and make a difference now. And the people who are with me in the garden are learning such great skills that they also want to go and help. And about maybe like each month we go, okay, how can we make a new difference? How can we change the world again? It's really something that has motivated my school, and I find it amazing that in the future we're going to have a generation who wants to make a difference and can and is being taught how to make a difference. That's really cool. That we are now being supported and told, not just, look, pollution, oh no, what are we going to do? We're being supported and we're being told, okay, here are the steps. Here's what you can do in your own home. Here's how you can make a difference by donating. Mm. There are so many opportunities for people to help out, and we can do it together. And it's not a dream. It's something that's happening every single day. So I'm really excited for the future. Really excited.
I am too, listening to that and meeting all of the incredibly inspiring 16-year-olds we've spoken to this month. Kelsey Flesher is one of them. Well, please say congratulations to your school and to your friends who are helping you in that garden. I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing, and it's wonderful to hear how much it's inspiring you about the future. Kelsey, thanks for making time. I know there's still a few days of school left, so appreciate you bunking out for a few hours this afternoon to come and say hello to us. It was great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.